Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Tuesday, October the 14th, and we still have some great postseason baseball in the middle of the week, which is a great feeling, Jenks. But what's not a great feeling is looking at the slate today and seeing one game that I don't feel great about. Like, we saw last night, the margin for error between the Dodgers and Brewers is razor thin. So the Dodgers won game one, 2-1, behind a great performance from Blake Snell, who went 8 strong innings. And the Dodgers scored just enough to beat the Brew Crew in this one. Now you look at game two, and it's Yamamoto versus Freddy Peralta. And Freddy Peralta has great numbers, but we saw it. Oh, I just got an Amber Alert. We saw it against the Cubs that sometimes he can get a little rattled if he gives up some runs early, especially if he's pitching on the road. But the good news is that this game is in Milwaukee, and Freddy Peralta has been very good when playing in American Family Field. So let me just ask you, your first impression of this game, like, did you have a strong feeling, or did you feel like me and saying, great, this is the only game on the slate today, and I don't feel strongly about it?
I mean, I'm probably going to go back to the well here and trust these two pitchers, maybe in the first five like I did yesterday. It didn't work out, but that's just baseball. I also looked at the hockey slate as well. But it's tough when we bet on baseball all season long and you come down to it, which is a natural progression, but you have one game. So I'm not thrilled about it, but I'm kind of like you. It wasn't exactly something that jumped off the page to me.
Yeah, I think that's when you really have to dig deep. Or you say, okay, maybe we will watch this and we will learn, and maybe we'll make a bet on the next game. But listen, it is a big game, and we obviously have to talk about it. But if you are betting on baseball, might as well do it over at BetMGM. Go ahead and use your MLB Parlay Boost token. Swing big on your next MLB Parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. So let's get into it. All right, so Dodgers, Brewers, this is game two between the Dodgers and the Brewers. Dodgers took game one, and they are once again road favorites at minus 125, Brew Crew, if you're interested, plus 105. Total of 7 runs in this game. If you look at first 5 totals, 3.5 is the number. I know that's been a popular play for us, but Jenks, digging into the numbers, do you like anything when it comes to like a total, you know, a first 5 bet? Is there anything after a little digging that caught your attention?
I think you can go under 3.5 first 5, which is around minus 105 right now. You can go under 4.5, which is minus 145. Maybe that's where I'll go today. But I might even look at the Dodgers, too. So if you look at Shinbu Yamamoto, I mean, he has been on one for the Dodgers. So, yeah, he had a meh outing against the Phillies last week. But even then, like, his bad outings just are not bad. He gave up 3 earned and 4 innings of work. But that's the exception to the rule. If you look back through the course of the season, in 30 starts this year, that includes the playoffs, he's given up more than 3 runs in a single outing only 5 times. And he's been even better on the road. That's the spot he's in today. 9-4, 2.13 ERA. Opponents are batting just 168 against him. And then Freddy Peralta going for the Brewers, one of the most dependable pitchers in the game. Now, in a couple of previous appearances against the Cubs, he wasn't great, but we still have a large enough sample size to know how good he is. He's made 33 starts this season, allowed more than 3 runs in just 4 starts. So this is playoff baseball. The total is really low. If you can go first 5 under 4 or 3.5, I think is a good number as well, depending on how much juice you want to lay. That's where I'd go.
Here's what scares me is that the recent performances are both of these pitchers, because I understand both these guys are one of the more trustworthy starters in both of these rotations. But we saw it like against the Phillies for Yamamoto, giving up three runs in four innings there. And then Freddie Peralta, like, again, I know you mentioned it, but against the Cubs, a little rattled and gave up a couple home runs in each of those starts. Two home runs in the one on October 4th, and then a home run in the final one, which he gave up three earned runs. And here's the thing about first five unders. You almost need the guys to be, like, lights out, especially when it's 3.5. So I think there is a sabotage factor there. And also, like, this is something we saw with the Mariners and the Blue Jays, where if you see offenses that have been great for the entirety of the regular season, eventually they're going to break out. I think that's what scares me when we have so many dangerous bats on both the Brewers and the Dodgers sides.
I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, ultimately, if you're going to go with one side or the other here, I'm just going to lean into two of the best pitchers in the game. So I know recently these guys haven't been necessarily on their marks, but again, I'd rather look at the whole sample size here. Particularly in a game where the total's going to be lower, which we're seeing at a 7. You know, these guys are going to be on tighter leashes. It's playoff baseball. So even yesterday, when I thought that might be an over game, we saw a 2-1 outing. And sure, we could always see these bats break out. It's always an issue when you're talking about the Dodgers and the Brewers, too, who can absolutely hit. But based on these two pitchers, I would lean to the under. Not my favorite play on the card, but then again, we got one game on the card.
Yeah, is there a way that the Brewers win this game? Because I think we've kind of decided that we're probably leaning towards the Dodgers here. But this is a home game for the Brewers, and they've been great at home all season long. It just feels like you can look at a lot of regular season metrics, but it doesn't necessarily matter if you're only talking about one team, and that's one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, and if you're looking at it, I mean, the line tells you it's going to be really close. The Brewers are plus 105, mm-hmm. and they have their ace on the mound. So Freddie Peralta, going back all season long, has put in clutch performance after clutch performance after clutch performance. We tend to not think of the Brewers' bats as matching the Dodgers, and really, I don't know if there's a team in baseball that can say that based on name alone. But when it comes to run differential, and we've hammered home this point again and again and again, it is the Brewers that led Major League Baseball. So maybe they don't have the name recognition, the name on the back of the jersey, but they can flat out hit. And at plus 105, I think there's some value here. Milwaukee needs this win, so I think they're live.
Yeah. If you're looking at props for this game, going to run down a couple for the pitchers. Freddie Peralta strikeout set at 5.5, juicy over at minus 120. I will say this. Even in the games that Freddie Peralta has struggled in, he has still missed a lot of bats. Had 9 strikeouts in that first appearance against the Cubs and 6 in the second one. I will say that the Dodgers don't strike out quite as much, as long as Ohtani doesn't have the golden sombrero in this game. But it is a pretty low number, and I think the sabotage factor is that maybe Freddie Peralta does not last long in this game, because let's think about this. I feel like the leash is not going to be quite as short as maybe we see in these 5-game series, and certainly not the 3-game wild card sets. But it does feel like this is, I don't want to say a must-win game for the Brewers, but how important is this win, Jenks?
Well, it's huge, because if you go up 2-0 in a baseball series, in a 7-game series, you end up winning that series 87% of the time based on postseason baseball history. So it's absolutely crucial, and especially against a team like the Dodgers. So against another team, you know, maybe where it's more evenly matched, then you say, all right, if we go down 2-0, we still have a shot. It's going to be really difficult to come back against this Dodgers team, which is clearly the favorite to win the World Series. We know why. We know how good they are across the board. So I think Milwaukee has to have this one. And also, I will say, if you look at Yamamoto, the last time he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Played against Milwaukee, the Brewers just went after him and knocked him out early, knocked him out of the first inning of that game. So if you're the Brewers, you can say, all right, we have faced this guy before. We've had a lot of success, and I think they can draw confidence from that.
Yeah, and Yamamoto has not been especially sharp in his last one. Gave up 6 hits against the Phillies. So I don't know. I keep going back and forth. But I will say maybe it's a good time to revisit some futures and see if we can find any value, because obviously the Dodgers look like the cream of the crop. And I understand that a lot of people have their faith in the Dodgers, but right now they're minus 120 to win the World Series. Jenks, that feels like a silly price to me. Minus 120, like not even plus money. So I think there's value elsewhere. The Brewers are 7-1. If you think the Brewers can get past the Dodgers, and I do think the Brewers present a pretty tough matchup for the Dodgers in the NLCS, Blue Jays are 12-1. Obviously, that one's tough with the Mariners taking a two-game series lead over the Blue Jays after last night's win. But do you think there's any value on the Brewers 7-1 to win the World Series?
Yeah, you just have to believe they're going to win tonight. Like, they have to win tonight. But also, they have their ace on the mound. Like, Freddy Peralta is one of the best pitchers in the game. And you have to believe that home atmosphere with Peralta on the mound and the fact that the Brewers had success against Yamamoto last time out really makes them, I think, a live dog in this situation. And there is something to be said for being in a desperation spot. So I think that if you're the Brewers, you know that you can't afford to go down 2-0. I know there's the idea that you can't manage this game too tight because you're talking about a 7-game series, but also I feel like an anomaly would be, yeah, but going down 0-2 against the Dodgers and going back to LA is something we can't afford to do. So if you're Milwaukee, I would treat this game like a Game 6 or a Game 7 and do whatever it takes against this Dodgers club. It's just different than going down against any other club in Major League Baseball. So I would lean towards the Brewers here. And if you like that, then definitely think about them at 7-1, because if they win tonight, those odds will shorten.
Yeah, you can even get the Brewers plus 350 to win the National League. They're one of two teams. And I understand the Dodgers have a 1-game lead, but still, like, here's what the numbers bear out. So apparently, if you have a 1-0 series lead in a 7-game series, those teams go on to win 65% of the time. Jenks, is that number higher than you thought it would be? Honestly, I didn't think game one was that big of a deal, but I guess, you know, we've seen it in previous series where it is a big deal.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me. I thought it would have been closer to 50%. I guess it makes sense because you have the momentum, but that's higher than I thought it would be for sure.
Right. I do think it is huge that Blake Snell went 8 innings last night. Because I will say the one Achilles heel it feels like of the Dodgers is their bullpen. And so the fact that they didn't have to use many arms last night is a big deal. But I do think if we are talking about a 7-game series, that's something that they're going to have to confront at some point or another. And I feel like we've seen that with all these teams, where it feels like everybody's depth has truly been tested. And the same goes for the Brewers. Like, they were saying that they really only have 1.5 starters that they trust right now. And I do think the X factor for tonight is if Freddy Peralta can go long and they don't have to use Jacob Mizorowski, that is going to be a huge advantage. Because they've already said that they don't know if Mizorowski is going to start a game in this series. But if Peralta does his job and he goes like 5 innings in this game, I feel like they could save him until game 3, and I think that would be a huge momentum swing for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think that's what they really need to happen here. And I sort of agree, too. Like, Mizorowski has been good, but, you know, obviously Major League Baseball jumped the gun, naming him an all-star, and he's been very good. I don't think he's been all-star level, but we're starting to see that, look, some of these young guys, as talented as they are, and we saw that last night with Yesavage, right? So they have knockout stuff, and they can be really good, but there is something to be said for having some sort of seasoning and some sort of experience, and things definitely change during the postseason. So just going back to the point you're making, with Freddy Peralta, for him to get the start tonight and to pitch well and to go deep would be perfect case scenario for Milwaukee.
Yeah, and plus, you want to win games at home. Like, it's wild to me that even in the other series between the Mariners and the Blue Jays, that the Mariners have taken both the games on the road. Like, that is not a normal thing. Like, you're almost expected to win your games at home. Maybe not to the extent of, like, basketball or football. But, like, still, that's a big deal that the Mariners did that. So, if the Dodgers take a 2-0 series lead and they do that, you know, both those games that are home games for the Brewers, that is going to feel like a death punch to the Brewers. And maybe it's not a death punch, but it does feel tough, especially when you have their most trusted starter, Freddie Peralta, who looks like he kind of gets frazzled when he pitches on the road in tough environments like we saw against the Cubs.
Well, fortunately for here, he's at home, so that should help him. And he's been awesome this season at home, has an ERA of less than 2. So certainly when you have your ace pitcher and, you know, they'd start him home or on the road, you want to have him in the best split possible. And this is it. So we're going to find out what he's made of tonight. But this is the perfect scenario for him to go out and get a win because he has been great in Milwaukee this season.
Yeah, and I think it would be big for Yamamoto to have a big game in this one as well because, again, trying to right the ship after, you know, giving up at least a couple runs in each of his postseason starts. And here's the thing. He's supposed to be one of the more trustworthy starters for the Dodgers because, remember, Blake Snell was coming back from an injury. Obviously, he's always had the potential. He is a Cy Young winner. But we weren't quite sure what we were going to get from him, you know, in this postseason. But, like, Yamamoto is one of their guys, too. And if this is a 7-game series, you know, the Dodgers don't have a ton of starting depth either.
No, they don't. But that's the one thing about the Dodgers which makes them so dangerous is that, you know, their bats just get them out of so many, like, less than ideal scenarios. So if they don't have the starting pitching, well, it's okay. You got the bats. If you don't have the relievers on the back end, they have Sasaki now, who's going to be a huge boon to their relief staff. But even if they get in trouble late, it's okay because you have the bats. But when you're the Dodgers, you can get away with it.
Yeah, and I will say their defense, for the most part, has been very, very good, at least in clutch situations. And that's more than we could say about some of the other teams who have been eliminated. Looking at you, Phillies, even though I know that that is a very tough play. Jenks, I've seen some people who are saying, oh, Ryan Kirkering cost so many people their jobs. Listen, if this play, one play, cost you your job, you were probably already skating on thin ice to begin with. So don't blame him. That was a tough play. All right, coming up next here on the show, switching gears back to the NFL. It's a Teaser Tuesday. I give you my favorite teaser legs for this week's slate in the NFL. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.